Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, April 8th. The unemployment rate in the area that includes Bruce, Grey, Huron, and Perth counties fell slightly in March as thousands of new full-time jobs were created. The four-county Labour Market Planning Board says the jobless rate for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula region checked in at 4.5% last month, a slight drop from 4.6% in February. The regional economy added 2,200 full-time positions and 800 part-time jobs. The job gains in March came after more than 10,000 full-time positions were lost in the 3 months prior, according to past data from the Planning Board. The wholesale and retail trade, agriculture and manufacturing sectors led the job gains in March. The greatest employment losses in the region came in the healthcare and social assistance industries. At least 50 people were reportedly killed and many more injured in a rocket attack on a train station in Ukraine today. The station in the eastern part of Donetsk was full of people trying to flee the violent Russian invasion. Grey Bruce OPP have arrested two people after an alleged attempted break-in in South Bruce Peninsula. Police say they were called at about 9 in the morning on April 3rd to a location on 2nd Avenue South on Saugeen First Nation. Police say with help from the community, they were able to identify both suspects and arrest them. Grey Bruce OPP have charged a 42-year-old South Bruce Peninsula woman with break-and-enter with intent to commit an indictable offense and trespassing at night. They also charged a 34-year-old Owen Sound man with break-and-enter with intent to commit an indictable offense and trespassing at night, as well as personation with intent to avoid arrest, possession of break-in instruments, and driving while under suspension. Actor Will Smith has been banned from the Oscars awards ceremony for 10 years. This comes after he slapped comedian Chris Rock for making a joke about Smith's wife Jada at the recent Academy Awards. Smith is also banned from other Academy events for the next decade. He says he accepts and respects the Academy's decision. In sports, round two at the Masters in Augusta continues today. It's opening day for the Toronto Blue Jays. They take on the Texas Rangers. First pitch is set to fly at 7:07 at the Rogers Center. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack play their final road game of the regular season tonight. They're in London to face the Knights. 560 CFOS will have the game live on Terry's Trailer Service, Kia of Owen Sound Bear Radio, beginning with the Joe Tomatoes pre-game show at 7. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League playoffs, Game 3 of the Pollock Division Final between the Hanover Barons and Mitchell Hawks is set to go at 8 this evening at the P&H Center. The series is tied 1-1. 5 games in the NHL, including a big Atlantic Division matchup between the Boston Bruins and Tampa Bay Lightning. The Toronto Maple Leafs currently 5 points up on both Boston and Tampa Bay for second in the Atlantic. Tomorrow, the Leafs face the Montreal Canadiens. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Houston Rockets in their final home game of the regular season, 7:30 tip-off at Scotiabank Arena. And at the Men's World Curling Championship in Vegas, Brad Gushue and Team Canada take on Denmark this evening to close out the round robin. Canada has already clinched one of 6 spots in the weekend playoff at the event.